You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show. My name is Kirk Barron, where we take a look at the best business practices from the best practices all over. And I got my favorite other bald friend from dentistry. Well, I have multiple bald friends, but I would have to say you're probably the best looking bald guy. Now, there's going to be a lot of other bald friends that we have that'll be like, nah, it's not true, you know. So, I'm so excited to... Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you guys are going to love this because Curtis, you've become a great friend, trusted resource, great colleague. I just love everything about you. And you've also helped us improve our business greatly when it comes to coaching dental practices and metrics. You guys track billions and billions of metrics. And today we're going to be talking about two different ways to look at benchmarks and how they can improve your practice in the next year. And it's brilliant. Like, I love this. You're a data freak. And that's why every time I'm with you, I get a chance to learn a little bit more. And I'm telling you guys, you're going to absolutely love this. Now, we've got so much to cover today, but I can't, like, I mean, here's where we start is like, you're always bringing value. I want you to talk, first of all, about who you are. And if no one's ever heard of Curtis Marshall and Dental Intel, share a little bit about that. And then secondly, I want to transition really quickly to that framed photo behind you that says Core Values, which I think is one of the most important things ever, if not the most important thing you'll ever do. So first, who's Curtis Marshall? Who are you, brother?
The man, the myth, the legend. No, thanks, Kirk. Always love meeting up with you. It's one cool thing about Kirk, and as everyone knows, is that he gives so much great energy. And that energy definitely feeds off to me. So thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you.
Curtis Marshall, been in the dental field for now just over, well, coming up on 20, close on 20 years. Absolutely love it. Eat, breathe, and digest it. So much so, in our family, there's a few dentists and whatnot in our family. For the non-dental people, there's a safe word. If they say Oklahoma, that means we need to stop talking dental. So I absolutely love dental. That's my inside and outside. My kids, I even think my oldest is going to become a dentist. She's 14. I got three beautiful daughters.
Wow.
And anyway, it's absolutely something I'm totally passionate about. Live in Utah, in Pleasant Grove, Utah, just south of Salt Lake. And, you know, living the dream, as many people would say, but... that's a little bit about myself, Kirk.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Now, you and I have been friends for a long time. Again, you always provide value. I love what your company does. And we're going to start here because I can't help but notice that thing behind your head, core values. Like, first of all, what are core values? Do they really matter in a business? Like, I mean, they're okay, right? I'm being totally facetious, but tell us what core values mean to you and your company.
Well, core values are quite different. I mean, you got mission statements and stuff like that, right?
Right.
But core values are really, this is what is your guidance to success. Mm-hmm. And success is so different to so many people. And so in order to hit your success, you're going to have situations where you're going to have to make a choice. That's where core values come into play and really where I see them so powerful. we came up with these quite a few years ago. I don't know, remember how far back, but what we do every month is everybody sends in what's called a DIG award,
okay.
Dental Intelligence Gratitude, and that they nominate another team member for one of these core values.
I love that. Wait. So they every team member has to submit one on who they think. Okay, that is awesome. So what do you do with that? Keep going.
Well, so with that, then you get nominations, and our HR team picks somebody who won out of the nominations. Mm-hmm. And whoever wins, they get a plaque, a medal and a gift certificate. They're kind of cool. They're like almost like a Olympic medal, you know, with a big thick ribbon on it and a medal. And I'll yell at somebody to come bring me some here in a second. But they're pretty neat. It's a great concept. But what's great about that is now we're always talking about it and thinking about it, so that whenever we come across a crossroad, we are saying, oh, because of this core value, we are going to choose. It's easy. We're going to choose this road because of this core value. And I absolutely love them. This is something that we live by. We have it on T-shirts. We've got it like you see on the wall. We have the awards. And it's something that we really take deep into our system here at Dental Intel.
Dude, you are singing to my heartstrings, because it's not always about good. It's about difficult decisions. It's because you as a business owner, you're going to be challenged with different things all the time. You're going to be like, which way do I go? Do I go that way? All roads, and I do mean all roads, lead home to your core values. And when they don't, it's usually a bad decision. So it is awesome. Now, you also, I'm going to voluntold you for this. You said you were going to share a story about your favorite core value.
Absolutely. So just real quick, we are goal-focused, life-work balance, fiercely loyal, unwavering integrity, perseverance, and innovation. If you know me, this one right here, work-life balance.
Amen,
that's
brother.
My favorite. Now, here's the key, though. It is not saying, as soon as I'm off of work, I'm not working anymore, and I've got to live my work, my life now, right? Because I still work, not being at work.
Right.
But it's understanding and being passionate about, hey, I've got a work life and I've got a life. I got a balance between those. It's not even, meaning fair, if you will, right? But it's balance. I'm focusing on both so that I am going in a right direction, because if I only focus on work or I only focus on my life activities, then I'm going to struggle. So for me, my favorite is the work-life balance.
Dude, I love that. And, you know, we could spend the whole podcast on that one, because they compete for resources. Your family competes for time. Your love for them competes for time. Your work is demanding too. And I think a lot of people think, well, they're equally balanced by the number of hours you allocate towards each. Not always, you know. So I think what you said is just absolutely genius. And I want to keep, gosh, I love it. Please have somebody send in a medal. Now, what's on your desk? Wait, go over. You have something that's other way. It's a core values thing. Is that a pencil? It looks like a pencil holder. What is that?
It's right here. It's kind of fun. This was given by one of our employees.
Okay.
And it's more of a, let's see. You ready?
Ready.
So you take this. So this has all of our core values on top.
Dude.
It says changing lives.
I love it. So
when you open this, boom.
Oh my gosh.
Pixels in here. And then it says make incredible happen on top. You open it again.
Dude.
And then more pictures show up. So these are just things that make like team members, right? So this is all about, now these are great. The core values are great, but it's all about individuals. They're the ones that make all this happen. More pictures and even more. So it just keeps breaking down. And then it says, America's fastest growing private companies, one of the Inc. 5000 down the bottom. So
this is my favorite thing you've ever shared. Hands down. Look at that.
Isn't that cool?
That's the stuff that matters. It's the stuff that really matters.
It's people. The product and dollars, those will all be gone. Yeah. They could be gone tomorrow, right? But increasing ourselves as individuals, that's going to carry with us for a lifetime, and depending on how you believe, forever. I mean, regardless, increasing individuals, it's what's ultimately going to help everyone, not so much a dollar, getting more dollars or new cars or even more more product. It's increasing individuals. So that's all this is about.
Dude, drop the mic. That's it. And that's all you need to know. And episode over. Have a good day, everybody. So
good night and good luck.
Oh, buddy. All right. So I can't thank you enough for sharing that. Now, I want to, we'll come back to that at future episodes because I really want to take that apart. And today we're going to be talking about benchmarks. And before we hit the go button, you know, again, you guys collect, interpret, and help us with what's going on in dental practice from a data standpoint. I mean, what you guys measure, it's just not even worth getting my brain around. I just like looking at the data. And we're going to be talking a little bit about benchmarks. You guys will see, we'll have the updated benchmarks for 2022 very soon, and there'll be a link in there when they're ready to go. Because what you guys do is you collect this information, not to make dentists feel bad, but to help them understand where the opportunities exist in their practice, and data doesn't lie. Now, I want to go to the thought process, because what you shared with me before we went live was awesome. Data and these benchmarks are falling into two buckets. Can you explain these two buckets that you were sharing with me before we got started?
Yeah. So, and as a precursor to this, right? You know this, Kirk. You love numbers. You love seeing the benchmarks. Hey, what's the top 10%? What's the average? What's the bottom 10%? And you've also heard me, even with your team members, say, who cares?
Right.
And here's why. What ultimately matters is status quo. Where are you? And then you increase 10%. Where, if I'm in the bottom 10%, that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Where am I? And I need to become better. You look at that in any metric. And benchmarks are good for some things, but just to have, you know, they're not. This is something that many dental offices want to have, but what is it going to do? You ultimately need to see where you are and then improve, because you can always improve.
Yeah.
Right? So benchmarks are good, but when, like Kurt said, do not use them as a weapon. And do not use them as a feel bad, like, oh man, I stink. Because that's not what the benchmarks are there for.
Right.
The benchmarks are there to really help you to understand what's possible. Oh, other offices are doing that. That's cool. Yeah. I got a great opportunity, as Kirk mentioned, to increase this portion of my business. I'm low. I'm going to increase first a little bit, and then I'm going to get to the top 10%.
Yeah. I love it.
So there are so many, though, like you mentioned, and this is where it goes into the two buckets. There are so many. We dialed it down first to the profitability formula. And if you haven't got that yet, we've talked about in the past with Kirk, visits times production per visit times collection percentage minus overhead. That's the profitability formula. You can move either one of those levers, visits, production per visit, collection percentage or overhead, to increase profits.
Yes.
But if I'm really trying to increase my practice, it comes down to two things and two things only.
What are they?
Ready?
Ready.
The two things are simple.
Okay.
They're not even, it's not production. It's not collections. It's not new patients. It is simple. I need to know what to do with my patients that are coming in the office today. And I need to know today what to do with the patients who are not in my office today.
Ooh.
That's it.
Okay. So help me understand, go a little bit deeper than that. Like, give me some specifics. So when we're talking about patients coming in today, and I want to know, okay. And then tell me about the second bucket. Let's take that apart a little bit.
So the second is who's not in your office today. So if you really dial down,
right.
If you have two teams in your office, and this is, you might not, but just think about this for a second. If you had two teams, one's focusing on the patients who are not in the office, calling, texting, emailing, knocking on their doors, whatever. They're not in your office. They have one main goal, and that's to get those patients to come back into the office.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
If you do that, and then when they come into the office, have another team or another concept of when they're coming in, I want to ensure that I'm best taking care of them. And when we're best taking care of them, it's one of four. I think it's one of four areas. Okay. Do they have a future hygiene appointment, even if they're not in your hygiene program? Are they reappointed for hygiene?
Okay.
Number two, are their family members rescheduled?
Ooh, I hope you guys are taking notes like I am. Okay. So family members are scheduled. Okay.
Kirk, what's the likelihood if you're the doctor or front desk, whatever, I come into your office, what's the likelihood, what percentage likelihood are you going to be able to talk with me?
100%. Is this a tough test? Now,
no, that's it. 100%.
Yeah.
So if you can talk to me 100%, you should know what questions to ask me, not just say, how are you? Okay,
right.
We'll sit down.
And think about this. Your favorite patients already care about the same things that you care about. They already know the deal. You've known this since the beginning of time. Your favorite patients are not from Facebook ads. They're not from billboards. They're not from postcards. They come from other patients. Now, this is a built-in system. You have, listen, your patients have family members. Now, most of them have teeth, and that would be an incredible opportunity for you to build your practice. And I think it's brilliant. So wait, go back to this. So one is future hygiene appointments. Two is—
Everyone has a future hygiene appointment, right?
Okay, yeah.
Number two, family members. But let's stay on that for two more seconds. Kirk,
okay.
I bet when you go into your dental office, they love you.
Yeah, they do.
They're like, Kirk!
Yeah, right? I'm often like screwing up the appointment. It's going way too long. We're talking about it. I love the people. That's the challenge. But yes, I would hope so.
They love you too, right?
Right.
My guess, and this, we didn't discuss this beforehand, but they talk with you about business, sports, life, your kids. They talk with you all about that. But whenever you leave, are all your family members scheduled? Are
yes.
you always scheduled for, they are?
Yeah.
Are they asking you that, or is that something that you're—
Well, they often get more information from all of them. I come in and they're already, I'm like, they told you all that? They're like, yeah, we already know. I'm like, they're not supposed to say anything about that. You know, like, that's like confidential information. So my wife is like, loves the dentist we go to. And I do too. You know, it's just always one of those things. You're exactly right. Where are you going with this?
Well, with me, I'm the same way.
Right.
But I often leave and my little Stormy Ann, she's my youngest. Absolutely. She's my mini me. She's last two times I've been in, we didn't have an appointment for her. For whatever reason, my wife, when she left, you know, oh, I'll get that scheduled later. But I come in and I leave and they're talking about me. They're not talking about making sure my family gets rescheduled, because right. that's like three buttons deep inside their open dental to see does Curtis all his family members have a future appointment?
Right.
Right. They're not focusing on that. That's what I was trying to get at, is that even though we love our patients, oftentimes we're not focusing on all of these four things.
Yeah, I'm totally digging this. Okay, so you got it. I'm taking notes here. So what's number three? Go there.
Number three, unscheduled treatment.
Wait, back up. You got to define that, because everyone's like, I don't have any of that. No, you all do. Like, what's unscheduled treatment?
Okay, so I go into the dental office, right? They diagnose me with a implant crown, right? I go in, we've talked about it before, doctor remembers, right? And everything like that, but they don't bring it back up, because once again, we're talking about other things and there's nothing new. So what I'm talking about here for unscheduled treatment are your patients who are coming in today that have previous unscheduled treatment. Not did they leave with, I'm talking about when they come into the office, you're discussing with them all of their unscheduled treatment. Even if they've said no, even if they say in the future, you're rediscussing unscheduled treatment and trying to get that scheduled, because that's going to increase patient care and my health of my mouth, everyone.
Right. Now, one of the nuances of this is you're not just bringing this up anecdotally or what you've talked about in the past. It actually has to be put in the treatment planner within the computer, correct?
Thank you. Yeah. So it's inside, it's in the computer. If you ever seen or.
Wait, Curtis, let me be a dentist for a second. You know, do I have to bring up treatment every single time? And like, I talked to the patient about doing these crowns like a year and a half ago. I mean, is that what you're talking about? I'll just talk to her about it again. And that's not what you're talking about, right?
Well, it's a little bit on that stage because once I come back into the office, I have 1,000, 2,000, however many dollars that have already been presented to me, they put it in the treatment planner on right. Dentrix, Eaglesoft, Open Dental, whatever it might be.
Right.
Right. It's already in there. So we already know, but we're not, the stats and numbers are showing us that we're not bringing that back to the attention of the patients.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Right. And so
however you want to do that.
Yeah.
But you should realize that that's one of the three things.
Oh, I love this. And let's say this. Okay. So if you're listening to this, if you're listening on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, you already know there's a practice within your practice of undiagnosed dentistry. There's millions and millions of dollars of dentistry. And instead of like trying to find 400 new patients, you're sitting on a mountain of opportunity. And that's where when you look at this metric, and if you're just, it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to hard sell. It's just got to get a little bit better every week, every month, and you'll see the exponential impact on your practice further down the line. Are you picking up what I'm putting down, Curtis?
Which goes back to my initial thing. Who cares where the nation is?
Right.
Who cares about the benchmarks?
Right.
Your patients who are coming in today improve their hygiene appointments, their unscheduled family members, their unscheduled treatment that you've already presented to them.
Okay.
Get these things done and you're going to have a better running well practice step by step.
Loving it.
Oftentimes, Kirk, this is just nationwide. We are just saying, welcome, check you in. Do you have your forms? Okay, you got your forms. Great, go sit down. They go in the back, they leave.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, we did so good. We got Curtis into the office today. No. There's areas that you need to be focusing on. And if you're not watching them, then you will not improve. And you will be in the bottom 10% of every benchmark.
I love this. Now you're leaving me. Hey, so we got through three. You mentioned there's four. What's number four? What is that? Money?
Money.
Okay. So it's not just money though. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. What dollars are past due for the patient as they come in? You should be discussing that with them.
Okay. So that's receivables. You're talking, you know, okay.
Yeah. So it's, you can discuss with them, hey, we still got a claim outstanding. I need your help.
Okay.
Or you have $100 after insurance pay, there's $100. Let's talk with them about that. Don't say, oh, hey,
right.
We'll send you a bill. No, yeah. Once again, what are the chances of you talking to me, Kirk, if I come into your office today?
100%. I love in this.
100%.
Dude, okay, what? So wait. Okay, so let's talk about number four. I got to ask you, because I get this question all the time. You guys do a lot of metrics analysis. You pay attention to not just AR dollars. You're looking at ratios. You're looking at AR days. And a lot of dentists don't understand that. Like, you need to understand the complexities around AR. Anything you'd share today that if I was a young dentist, what would I need to know about AR or past due dollars? Anything you'd add?
Yeah. You ready to make it super simple?
Right. Let's do it.
All those metrics, AR days, AR ratio, claims aging, AR aging, collection percentage, patient value, adjustments, all of those things. If you just make sure that the patients that you're talking to, you're collecting those dollars on them, everything else gets taken care of. The problem is that that's not happening. So we need these other metrics to say, yes, you need to do this. You need to collect the dollars. But if you're not focusing on it, as one of the four things when a patient's in your office, one of these four things, and the last one being collections, that you're getting those dollars or at least discussing it with them every time that they're in your office, all those other metrics will follow.
Yeah. And what you don't understand is you add more dollars out in overhead when you send out a statement. When you make a team member responsible to call patients and try to collect those balances, the patients are right there. And I mean, we could make a whole episode out of this. The more you guys, if you're a dentist, listen, here's what I'm saying. The more you do up front, the less you do later. Let me say that again. The more you do up front, the less you do later. So collecting money in a dental practice is very important. You got to have somebody with a healthy self-esteem who's not afraid of money, who just believes money spent on dentistry is one of the best investments a human being can ever make, and other problems go away. You also know that any dollar be, now you're the metrics guy. What happens to a dollar beyond 60 or 90 days when it's owed to a dental practice? What can you tell us about metrics?
Okay, so I'm going to do 15 days overdue past 15. Okay. No, I'm sorry. 30 days, 45, and 60 days past due. Okay, three different areas. So if I'm on average collecting all the dollars from my patients within 30 days after I complete treatment, or if it's over 45 or over 60, however long that is, right? This makes a huge difference on your bank account. Let me tell you what happens. In your bank account, you're going to have money going in, money going out. If you are in the under 30 days, then you should the numbers show that you will always be positive. You'll have a positive bank account going up. Now, granted, some of you are already so high that, you're going to have a positive bank account.
Right.
But based off of the year of new dollars going in, you're going to be positive consistently. Even when you take money out, you're going to be always positive in your bank account. If you're 45 days, you're going to be in sometimes money higher or lower than the zero. Whatever you start with, you're going to have money higher or negative dollars throughout the months, because it's taking, and that's only a 15 day difference.
Right.
If you're at 60 days, you are always going to be in the negative.
Tell me why. Why?
Because your expenses come already, they're due, and you're paying your expenses before you get your dollars.
Yeah.
This is something every other company, and even the hospitals, are knowing and aware of, that many dental offices are not paying attention to. Right. You need to have your money collected before 30 days on average.
Now remember, let me stop here. The collectability also drops. So it's not guaranteed those dollars. And the cost for those dollars increases. I mean, I don't even know what a statement or an envelope costs anymore. Also, the labor cost attached to that. So you're exactly right. I never thought of that. So the AR aging, days are really, really important, where that money's falling. And I think any business, any bank, anyone would tell you anything that goes out that far. Also, too, if I owe you a lot of money, I'm avoiding you like crazy. I'm probably not coming back for another appointment. I don't like you. If I see you in the grocery store, I'm avoiding you because I owe you $3,500, and type of thing. So people, it's not about the money. It's about the confidence. It's about the system. And it's about the value of all of these things. So when we talk about these four things, I hope you guys are taking notes, and I'm taking notes for you.
These
so you'll actually see these
things.
Yeah.
If you're focusing. So once again, we broke it into two categories.
Okay.
Patients in the office and patients at the office. If you're focusing just on patients coming in the office, of those four areas we talked about, hygiene, reappointment, collection, hygiene, reappointment, everyone is who is or is not. What was the second one? I'm having a brain freeze.
Wait. Patients that are in it. Okay, go back.
Hygiene. If they're reappointed for hygiene. Oh, man, you and I are the worst. Hygiene.
It's in the afternoon. If you ask me a question in the afternoon, I feel like a computer with all these windows open. Now, catch me in the morning. I'll talk your ear off and I'm razor sharp, but it exponentially goes downhill. So I know, keep going.
Family
I got you
members.
Back.
So okay, yes. Hygiene, make sure that we're scheduled for hygiene.
Wait.
Then family members, making sure that they're reappointed.
Yep.
Making sure that the dollars that are already diagnosed are discussed, and hopefully you get them scheduled, but it's That's an opportunity.
Yep.
Last one is dollars. What dollars? And your patients want to know, even if it's insurance is going to be doing it. Hey, you're coming in today. You got $500. Insurance is going to be paying us. I might need your help in the future. Thanks for letting me know. Now, right. When you make that phone call with the patients out of the office, that's going to be next. Now they are already aware.
Yep.
And they're prepped for that. Discuss those four things.
Yeah. And so if you're looking at improving your dental practice, like, don't be focusing on the lagging indicators this year. Like, we produce this much. Let's see if we can produce more. I'm a big fan of going to the leading indicators. So when you've given us these four, and I was taking notes the whole time, I thought you were talking about something else, but these are four great ones that you could diagnose any practice with and just say, look, we're going to make some incremental progress on this. And you'll see the impact on the lagging indicators is huge when you go back to Curtis's profitability formula. Now, I want to go back to the buckets. I freaking love that. You know, it's not so much that you're going to split up teams, or you probably could split up your teams in your office, that, or just make everyone cognizant of the fact. Yeah, it's the focus. Yep.
I'm either, as an individual, I'm going to focus on the patients who are in the office, or I'm going to focus on patients who are out of the office. It makes it so much easier than go do more, go feel my schedule, do better. Well, what?
Yeah.
No, take care of the patients in the office or take care of patients out of the office. Okay, now I am more directed. With the patients in the office, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to talk to them and make sure that they know where the restroom is? No, that's like extra added. Four things that you need to be doing with the patients who are in the office.
Yeah.
If you just do that, Kirk, you are not going to have patients not in the office, not scheduled. You're not going to need to reach out to the patients who are not in your office, because you're taking care of everything while they're in the office.
Yeah, I love this. I'm absolutely loving this. And I'll just say this to a dentist who's listening. You don't have to be the best. You just got to be better than you were yesterday. And when you're doing that, you take care of some of these things. You'll have hygienists, assistants, front desk team members that go, stop. We have nowhere to put these people. Like, things are getting better faster, and the metrics will show this. I do want to ask you, Curtis, like, you guys have been doing an amazing job, and we're going to continue to talk about these two buckets. I can't wait to share this with everybody else. Any other trends that you're seeing? And again, I said at the beginning, we're gonna release the benchmarks that you guys, once you complete the year, where the trends are, so dentists can see there. But anything you can speak to that you're like, we're seeing this trend when it comes to metrics, anything come top of mind?
Yep.
What is it?
100%. For case acceptance, we're seeing higher same day case acceptance than we've ever seen before over the last close to 18 months.
Okay, you're going to have to define same-day case acceptance. Now,
I diagnose, I put it into the treatment planner today, and it gets completed or scheduled in the future today.
We don't have to prep teeth today, right?
No.
Okay.
Nope, don't have to. You can put it into their treatment planner. You say, I'm diagnosing on tooth number 3 inside your software. Tooth number 3 has a crown. And you put it in, and it stays on that tooth chart. It makes it red. The tooth makes the tooth red. Right? Once I do that, that's diagnosed. If they do that, now that procedure on tooth number 3 goes to the ledger, or if it gets put onto the schedule for next week or tomorrow, that's acceptance, to same day acceptance.
Love it. Now, wait. This is brilliant. You got to talk about the why. Why?
Yeah.
Why is same-day case acceptance so important to a high-performing dental practice?
Well, what's happened in the last 18? What happened 18 months this should go?
Probably one of the most difficult things I've ever experienced in my life. Actually, without question, business-wise, I mean, I had a panic attack. So, and I were calling, talking to each other every day. Yeah.
We were there together and crying and laughing and helping each other and other people. It was an awesome time. Well, sorry. Being with you was an awesome time. That experience was very difficult.
Totally. So
but what we're seeing is that people are now focusing and saying, it's urgent. I don't know if we're going to have more patients come in. So I'm going to talk to the patients and get them to get acceptance better today than ever before. But here's not what's changed. Blah. Say it again. So case acceptance increased, right? Okay. Same day case acceptance increased.
Yeah.
The amount that got accepted after same day did not increase. Meaning, if I'm diagnosing $10,000, I'm making it super easy. If I'm diagnosing $10,000 in a day and I get same day acceptance at 5,000, then over time, I hope I'm going to get the other 5,000, correct?
Right.
We've, in the past, before COVID, we only saw 10% more. On average, only 10% more because of follow-up and many other reasons. Whatever was accepted same day, it doesn't matter where you started. If you start at 20%, 50%, you got 10% more that will get accepted after same day. Well, you would think, hey, if my same day is increasing, then after they leave, they're also going to accept more because we're in that same category. It didn't change.
Wow.
It's still only 10% more is accepting. Mind blowing.
But yeah.
Go ahead.
You're also dispelling the rumor that, you know, if I have a sit down later on and, you know, really, and I like that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I love relationships. I love sitting down. But what the data is showing is that if you're passing the buck to a future appointment, it's actually a less buck, right? I mean, than it is right now. Is that what you're trying to say?
100%.
Hmm.
So this is now show. Well, what that's part of it, Kirk. But the real part of it is that once they leave, if you're in front of me, 100% chance you're going to talk to me.
Right.
I should be and can increase that. Once I leave the practice, my behaviors don't change. I can change the behavior here. I can get better same day acceptance. And we saw it happen over COVID. Yeah. It happened. It should go even higher. But once you leave, you can't influence as well with the patients who are not in your office. So focus on same day, or if you're talking to them and they've already scheduled, you already diagnosed in the past, schedule them because the likelihood of you talking with them here is 100%.
Buddy, this is so awesome. This was jam-packed with great nuggets to think about for the next year. Any last thoughts you have on benchmarks, how to consider, think about data, or put data in buckets? Any last thoughts or words of wisdom you'd give to our listeners?
Okay, I'm going to give you two little things.
Please.
They'll be quick. Here's the first one. I'm sharing this right here. Can you see that? If you want to share this, put that up. You're more than welcome.
Hold on.
Okay. But this is for people. Now, this is our morning Dental Intel's morning huddle.
Got it.
Right? What are the top four things? This is what's going on today. This office has 20 patients coming in scheduled at 8,500, which is below their goal. But of their 20 patients, what are those four buckets up on top?
Unscheduled family members, unscheduled treatment, past due AR, and unscheduled hygiene. I mean, you're spoon feeding it to me.
You click on this past due AR, 766 past due AR on the 20 patients coming in today. Yeah. It's going to show you the four patients so you don't have to go find it.
Wow.
Okay.
I love this. That's
that's one thing just so you know where that there is a great tool behind there. The second thing is that now with our patients, we didn't go into this, but I'm going to give you a teaser for a future podcast. Okay.
Love it.
Of those patients who are not in your office, we are now in 2022.
Okay.
When this is going live, it's 2022, right? As far as what Back to the Future says, we should have hoverboards, right? We should have automatic laces. Well, we kind of do have automatic laces. We should have flying cars.
Right.
Well, we're not quite there what Back to the Future says, but we do have technology. What if technology could take care of these patients? What if technology, you told technology saying, if this, do this, if this, do this, then this, then this, then this, to try to get the patient to act?
Are you talking about AI? What are you talking about?
So here's an example. What we talked about, the fourth one that we talked about for patients in the office was collections, right? What if when you said, what if you told a software saying, hey, software, if a patient is past due 30 days, I want you to send them a text message with an easy link to make their payment. when they make that payment, I want you to put it into my ledger so I don't have to talk to them, and also put it into my bank. But if they don't pay in 7 days after I send that link, after the software sends the link, I want you to send them another one with a different message that says, oh, did you miss the first message? You can change it to whatever you want. Hopefully they click it again and schedule. If not, I want you to wait 14 days and send it again. If not, I want you to wait 7 days and then send a mailer automatically. If they still don't pay after 30 days, then notify the office. So have the technology take care of patients who are not in the office.
Curtis, you're making my brain hurt.
This is already available. That portion is already available to Intel.
No, so you can't. You can't do that. Like that's no.
I get it.
I already know. But my first thought is, holy moly, that's going to really help my team and make sure that, like, that's a very important automated system to improve behavior within our practice. It's brilliant. So you guys have the capabilities to do that now.
Yeah. So we want you to take care of the patients in your office. You right. do that. Let technology get the patients to come in the office so you can do all that. Stop calling people. Stop taking your time on printing out lists right. and not taking care of the Kirks and the Curtises who are coming in your office. Take care of them because you have 100% chance of talking to them on the phone in person. Yeah. You do not have 100% chance of calling them.
So how does this work? Just to go a little bit further, like, how does it work? Is it within Dental Intel? Like, how do you do that?
It's called a workflow. It's not just a product. It's not just a, hey, I'm going to manually send a payment link. It's not a payment link. It's how can software get those dollars collected, not how do they make a payment. The next phase that's coming out, should be out by the time, well, early this 2022, is going to be, how can I automatically do that same thing for hygiene reappointment so that I'm not calling every 6 months or every whatever your schedule is. You set the software to automatically do it for you. Next is going to be case acceptance. And the last thing is going to be the, what was the other one? Family members.
No, so I got them all written down. And so, it's the afternoon. Now, wait. Here's my real question. No, you're making my brain hurt if you're a dental practice owner. And so, Curtis, if I just call you, you can help me with this. Like, this is a lot to consider. It's a lot to share with my team. It's a lot to measure. Like, it's almost too Back to the Future. This is like the sequel to Back to the Future.
And if you pull up that screen share one more time, I'm still sharing.
Got it. Yeah.
After editing. Though, if you were just to say, team, I only want you to focus on these four things, everything else is going to get taken care of.
Buddy, this is awesome.
How much your team is going to be shocked and awed, and I guarantee you take care of your patients coming in the office, all of their benchmarks, you're going to be in the top 10% because you're taking care of the root cause, not, well, let's try to just make this big number better. No, focus on the patients in the office of four easy little things.
Yeah.
And everything else should be done without you because we're in 2022.
This is so awesome. All right. So if you don't know what Dental Intel, Curtis, I want people to reach out. So if I'm a dentist and I want this, how does this work? Like, what do you guys do? How can I help you? Or how can you guys help me? So how does this work, Curtis? How do people reach out to you? What do I do next?
Yeah. So what we can do is we can show you exactly where you're at right now. Just reach out to dentalintel.com. You can either watch a demo there or give us a phone call at 801-717-2777. And I'll tell you what, though, if you do this same thing, call up Kirk's team. His team can also look at this information with you as well because they know these numbers inside and out. But either way, if you're talking to my team, tell them, hey, Kirk Behrendt sent me, and I'll make sure you get a gift card automatically just by saying that. You don't even need to necessarily have a demo. Just call us up and say, hey, Kirk Behrendt sent me, and I'll make sure you get a gift card.
Buddy, you're so nice. You don't have to do that. So
no, that's
Yeah, you guys just already know this. I mean, you guys, Dental Intel, just great people. We rely on them quite a bit. You guys do a lot of amazing insight work. This has been fantastic, Curtis. I love this. You know, I'm not quite the data freak that you are, but I always like to look at a different way of thinking about it. And when you do break this down in a simplistic fashion where your team, you know, again, just think about this as a dental practice. Your biggest challenge as a dentist or even as a team member is not giving your best energy things that matter most. We spend all this energy and we're just spraying it everywhere. And when you break it down into these four buckets, if I'm working in a dental practice and I'm working at the front and I just improve these four buckets just on a daily, and again, they don't have to be perfect. They just have to be a little bit better each day. It's adding exponential value to everything. So Curtis, thank you so much, brother. Now, if you're listening, you're going to see, we're going to put all this in the notes. So I actually took notes today and you probably can't read them, but the, you know, we'll have them all typed up. And so if you're listening,
hey, Kurt,
on, yo,
one more thing too, you don't need, like, it's easier with a software like Dental Intel. But really, if you're not going to get that, at least please do what we talked about today. Focus on the patients coming in. Yep. And it takes a little bit longer. It's a little bit more manual. But you can do it. I know these offices, you do this, our community, our nation is going to be healthier if you focus on the patients in the office.
Love it.
Sorry. That's
no, don't apologize for anything. I mean, I have so many thoughts, so many questions I want to ask you. Gosh darn it. So we're going to do this again and open this up. And after, so if you guys are listening, again, we're going to post the new benchmarks once the year is complete, so you'll be able to see where the opportunities exist in your practice. Make sure you talk to your team about these four different components and levers that they can work on and the two buckets. This has just been absolutely brilliant. So thank you very much, Curtis, for being on today.
Always a pleasure. Hope to see you again soon.
You're the best. Now stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. So thank you guys for listening or watching the Best Practice Show. I don't know what you're doing. So if you enjoyed this, which I know you did, just do us a favor. Share this episode with your friends. Heck, leave us a review on the podcast. I don't often ask for that, but like, if you enjoyed it, just let us know. Also, let us know what you'd like to hear on the Best Practices Show. My life commitment, our commitment as a company, is to constantly bring you the best information and best practices in any dental practice anywhere in the world so that you can enjoy going to work. We have one goal. We want you to enjoy this great profession and take good care of your team and take good care of those patients and keep showing up at the Best Practices Show, because we're going to bury you with great value. I don't know, bury you, not a good word, but we're going to keep sending you big value. So thank you guys for listening. Until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.